broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday night, July the 21st, 2023. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. The big Friday night show in full swing here on Friday night. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and guest Emily Landon sitting in for Carrington Nelson, who's in Florida at this particular point. But hopefully there'll be a Friday night where we can get everybody together and it'll just be a whole big whoop-de-doo in here. Emily and Carrington and Matt and Sean and I, that'll be like a real powerhouse. Somebody will have to share a mic, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it could be a really powerful.
We're looking forward to it. And we got a call before the break. Emily's doing a great job, so she feels confident. And hey, you having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
All right. You having a good time, Matt?
Always.
Having a good time, Sean?
Always.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wish you would lean into the mic a little more.
Tired tonight.
Now, phone lines are, you're kind to the audience. They can hear me. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. And we're going to do a top 10 list this hour. That'll be a lot of fun. We always enjoy the top 10 list here. And the big giveaways start next week for the Ohio State Fair. We've got all the big concert giveaways. Listen every morning from 8:15 to 10 a.m. Clint Black is next week. Third Eye Blind is next week. Kids Bop is next week. And a bunch of people I've not heard of, but I'm sure people want to go.
What is Kids Bop?
It's some kind of... they start the fair every year. I don't know. Some kind of kids group that bop around.
Kids Bop has been a thing since...
See, you know Kids Bop. Your mic went straight up and down again. What's wrong with your mic?
Kids Bop has been around since forever. They just remake songs, and it's just kids singing.
So you know Kids Bop?
Yeah. Oh, well, like, they come out with CDs. Like, if songs have, like, explicit words in them, they make it to where it's, like, kid-friendly.
Yep.
Oh, like, what would be a song they would do? Like, an Ariana Grande song?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Does she sing bad lyrics?
Sometimes.
I'm not sure. I don't
listen. Oh, see, they wouldn't let her on Nickelodeon, would they?
Probably not.
So she's went downhill.
She probably went up.
Isn't that other girl who's kind of, you know, what's her name? Wasn't she on Nickelodeon too? Did they all go bad?
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus definitely went bad.
Yeah, wasn't she on Nickelodeon too? Yeah.
She was on Disney.
Hannah Montana.
That's the one, Disney. Oh, Disney. Oh,
yeah.
Walt Disney's rolling in his grave.
No, Disney does churn out, how do I say it politely? They do churn out non... Never mind, I'll just refrain.
Non-clandestine people? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Not the cleanest of individuals.
They're not the smartest. They leave Disney and then all of a sudden it's like they're a whole different breed.
You know what? It's interesting. Is it the way you dress? Is it the way you behave? Is it... what is it that makes you, because we talked about this in the first week we did this show, remember? Wasn't it what makes some, how there is a double standard toward women when it comes to being called, there's a lot of bad names for women, you know? Well, somebody's jamming out there. There's a lot of bad names for women, but there aren't for men. There's a lot of bad names for women who are with a lot of guys, but not really for men who are with a lot of women. There's a weird double standard there. We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, why? What's the point that you can't go back? Like, when do you become a Miley Cyrus?
I think it's just the image of, like, whenever... because, like, when you're on a children's show and then you go and, like, basically live out your own life, like, your own... personality, I guess parents kind of get mad at that, and like if they saw them back on the show, I'd be like, why is she here? She's a bad influence.
But what is she? We're gonna come to this. What has she done that's been bad? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think I just kind of interrupted you, but I heard the name Walt Disney.
Go ahead.
So my aunt and her husband used to rub elbows with Walt Disney.
Really?
Yes. And they had my aunt and her husband had two sons. One drive, and I talked to my cousin out in Frisco, California, and so you said he's rolling in his grave. I believe that I understood that right, that he got frozen, and he was always thinking that he was going to come back in reincarnation. So I just thought I'd throw that out to young people. Not that old, but been around a while, and you'd be surprised the things that that goes on with the celebrities and stuff, you know. But I think he got he was frozen, and so I don't think he's rolling too much if he's frozen, would he?
Maybe kind of blocking over.
You guys keep it up.
Bye. Thanks. Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I don't know. So what is it that makes you those names that people call girls?
I don't know. I feel like people are just mean, you know?
But I mean, but we're saying that Miley Cyrus is one of them. So what did she do?
I think it's just because of the fact that she got away from, like, she wasn't a kid anymore, you know? She was living out her life, not being on television, not having standards, not having rules, and people just, I guess, didn't like that she didn't have any rules anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, I did see her on one of those video music award shows, and honest to God, I mean, I don't know how they didn't put some black marks up there or something. Oh my God.
I think.
Was it called Wreck-A-Ball?
What was her song? Wrecking Ball. Oh man. Boy, I mean, you gotta expect some bad press when you're doing things like that.
I mean, yeah.
I think the issue is that Disney Channel is like, kind of like for kids, by kids. Most of the actors are like teenagers, so they grow up famous, which probably isn't good for like mental health.
Growing up famous is probably not good for mental health, but there have been a lot of child stars who do very well, like Leonardo DiCaprio turned out okay. There are others, I'm sure. A lot of people on television end up turning out okay, so I don't know if fame is really the problem.
Who's the man who played Kevin in Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
He did not end up okay.
But his parents were shaky, so there's a problem there.
His siblings were also actors.
Right, his parents just wanted money. And his dad was a very angry guy. Miley Cyrus's dad's the achy breaky heart guy. He is. You remember the Achy Breaky Heart song?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her dad. Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. But a name like Billy Ray, you know it's got to be country. Have you heard this new controversy with the Jason Aldean song?
I have not.
No.
I heard it. I saw that on
Did internet. You see that?
Yeah.
Do you know who Jason Aldean is?
Yes.
Okay, big country singer.
Yes.
Woo. I never heard about him really till I told it. But he did a song about a small town in this. I watched it today to see what all the controversy was all about. And it is strange because he's singing and he's saying things like, they're showing like Black Lives Matter video in the song of them burning the flag and things like that, and he's saying we don't do that in the small town. You come down to the small town. I'm paraphrasing it. You come down to the small town and we'll take care of you ourselves. That we don't, you know, what does that mean? And he's from Macon, Georgia, by the way. I mean, I don't know. I just, what do you think? Apparently he's pulled out of some interviews and had to release a statement. The people are basically saying he's racist is what it's all about.
Hmm.
You think Jason Aldean could be a racist?
I think it's possible that a lot of people are racist.
But do you think because he's a country music artist, we think of it more in that way?
I feel like that'd be stereotyping.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's... But do you think you would see this in a Kanye West video? Probably not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Kanye West is nuts. That man went on a national TV show. Or I don't know if it was a national TV, but he went on a like podcast, I think, though, with a mask on, and then just spewed a whole bunch of anti-Semitic stuff. So, yes, I think he would.
Well, so we would say he's racist.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Well, there you go. So why can't Jason Aldean be a racist?
Because I think in Jason Aldean's own eyes, he was just being patriotic. He didn't like the fact that they were burning flags and destroying things.
Yeah, but what does that song mean?
But
come here and we'll handle that. You don't do that in a small town. Like a big town, you can just do that, burn the flag, and beat up the cops. I don't understand it. You can't beat up the cops and burn the flag in Marion, but if you go 45 minutes down to Columbus, then you can have all... I didn't understand it. I didn't get what that song meant. Do you understand this?
No, I didn't get to hear all of it, but I just saw like a video of it. He's in trouble.
Yeah, but I mean, is that... That's basically what the song is saying. You, in a small town, you're not going to get away with that. We'll handle you. Like the town folk are going to come out and drag you behind the barn or something. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, it's very, very strange, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I figured at the new hour I could call you again.
Go ahead. Have you seen this Jason Aldean controversy?
Yes, I've seen the controversy. I've seen the video about...
Oh, you saw it too?
And I've heard the lyrics multiple times, and I've actually read the lyrics.
What does it mean to you?
Well, what it means is, first of all, there's nothing racist in that song at all from Jason Aldean's point.
He doesn't think so, yeah.
And what he's saying is, all he's saying is, you know, if, you know, you want to burn the American flag, you want to tear up stuff, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, we don't stand for that in the small towns. That's not what we do. We aren't going to stand for it. And, you know, I was having a conversation tonight here at the house with a couple of people that are here at my house, and we were talking about this very thing.
We don't
stand for that in our hometown.
Now, but before you say, I do want to point out something here that CMT has pulled the song.
Well, yeah, because CMT will buckle under to anybody that puts pressure on them. They're like a lot of other places that buckle to whoever screams the loudest, and the activists are the one that screams the loudest. If you read the lyrics, there is nothing racist. All he is saying is, hey, that won't go in our neighborhood. We stick up for each other. We don't let that kind of stuff go on. And like I said, I was having a conversation here with the other people at my house, and we were talking about, well, you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but basically we're talking about an individual in the neighborhood that's suspected of molesting a teenager here in the neighborhood. And we were just talking about the fact that 30, 40, 50 years ago, that wouldn't make it in the news. It wouldn't make it to the police, because the people in the neighborhood, you'd have two or three guys in the neighborhood who want to protect the women that would take the matter into their own hands. And I'm not saying they would kill the guy or they beat the guy up, but they would just say, look, that's not acceptable around here.
Just for the listening audience out here, just so... If they haven't seen it, here's the lyric that got him kicked off CNT. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag, and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town.
Right.
Well, what's he say? But
I don't have any problems with that.
But,
and here again, it's gonna, you know, it goes back to age and the type of person you are. If you're a conservative person, yeah, we don't like people spitting in the face of cops. We don't like people burning flags. And yeah, you want to come down here and do that? Yeah, we'll take care of it ourselves.
Well, I guess here's maybe what people are saying, and I don't think anybody in this room is going to say that burning the flag or beating up a police officer is okay. I don't think that's what the problem with the song is. I think that it's vigilante, and I'm not sure why. I mean, I don't think Marion would be considered a big town, but I don't think we're vigilante here, and I also don't think... Is the connotation that you get away with that in Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati, but you can't get away with that here? I guess I'm just confused on what this is all. I want to make this point. Yeah, I want you to come in on this. But there is another point here. Viewers also noted that scenes in the video were shot at the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, where a black man named Henry Choate 18 was lynched in 1927. The site is also where the infamous Columbia race riot occurred in 1946. You think that maybe just a bad coincidence?
Well, yeah, what they're trying to do is take things from 80 years or 100 years ago and say, you know, he filmed that there right in front of that courthouse, and this is something that happened 80 years or 100 years ago. Well, tell you what, you can find something that happened 80 years or 100 years ago in Columbus that was bad. You can find, I'll tell you what, you can find all kinds of things that happened in Montgomery, Alabama, or other places in the South 80 or 100 years ago that bad things were. So the fact that you filmed a video today in front of that courthouse, does that make it bad? Do you know how many times that courthouse has been used in movies? That is actually a very popular landmark, and it's been used literally dozens of times in movies for the backdrop that didn't have anything in the movie to do with racism or violence. It was just used for that purpose. So, you know, hey, you want to bring up the past? You can bring up the past anywhere in the U.S.
And that could be. I mean, maybe it's just bad timing on that particular part. But I guess my point goes back. And the only question I have about this thing is, what does it mean? Is it vigilante justice is what he's saying? If you do this, we're not going to call the police. We're going to take care of it ourselves?
No, it's not vigilante, all right? And see, that's the thing. There again, that's one of those words that everybody likes to throw around because traditionally, vigilante is, that came out of the 1800s when you would get a posse together or you would get a large group together and you would take care of the justice so that the sheriff didn't have to be involved. This is not vigilante justice when, you know, if you have two or three of the men in the neighborhood, the fathers in the neighborhood, you know, go together and, you know, approach someone about things that are happening, whatever. You know, vigilante, yeah, that's a mob. That's when you have mob and that's when bad things happen. But, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, our parents took care of situations. They took care of bad apples and there was no violence. That's the difference.
Well, I guess maybe in the wraparound to this whole thing, and by the way, if you want to look it up, the song is called Try That in a Small Town. That's the title of it. So I guess, does it mean in big towns you can do that sort of thing? Because I think big towns don't like this is problematic as well.
Yeah. Big towns don't like it, but nobody's doing anything. I mean, look at all the riots that they had, you know, a couple of years ago. Look at what they did in Portland. Look what they did in, you know, Milwaukee. You know, you can list 20 cities, and they're all big cities because, yeah, in the big cities, people don't take care of their city. They just sit back and let it happen.
Well, it's interesting, and I believe that's why this is an interesting subject because well, let's get some opinions here. We've had a long discussion of this now. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I just think it's a bunch of baloney. I mean, you know, people are too sensitive these days.
So you think the song is fine and CMT should have left it?
Oh, absolutely. They're a bunch of babies. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, why make mountains out of molehills?
Well, I don't know. Because I guess, use the Black Lives Matter footage in your video and no video of any white person committing a crime?
Oh, no. Hey, no. There were white people in the video, in the Black Lives demonstration.
Okay, right, I guess not part of the... Why use the Black Lives Matter video and not any other group that maybe has a Caucasian hint?
Because it wasn't about race, it was about the people that were rioting, burning buildings, burning the flag. If there were white mobs rioting and burning buildings and burning the flag, you would show that. And in that video, there were some white people.
I've seen the video. I think you're right. But I think what I'm saying is why use a group with the title Black Lives Matter?
Because that's the group that's doing it. That's this group. If it was the Ku Klux Klan out there burning flags and burning down cities, I think he would have shown that. But he had to go with, I mean, what he showed in his video, everything in the video came from news clips that were shown on national media. I know that for a fact. So he's showing what they were showing on the news. And if they didn't show white groups rioting, then you're not going to show it.
Well, we'll get the young perspective here. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I've never, like, seen the video, but, like, I think maybe it did come off that way, but I'm not sure that's how he intended it, like I said earlier. I think he was trying to be more patriotic than anything, but I think the whole try that in a small town thing is just because people are more closely knit in small towns. When you're in a big city, you don't know as many people as you would in a small town. Like, everybody in Marion knows just about everybody else in Marion.
But isn't there also a depiction, and again, I'm not taking a side here, I'm just saying, isn't there a depiction that, let's just look at Ohio, because we are certainly a Republican state right now, and I hate to turn this into a political thing, but the cities that vote Democrat are the big cities, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo, they vote more liberal, and areas like Marion and other counties, smaller counties, Marietta, we tend to vote, even though we're very close to Columbus, we vote a different way, and I think there's a little, the Ku Klux Klan was not in big cities to the degree that it was in smaller cities. Why did that fester in smaller cities in certain part of the country? Emily, what do you have to say about this?
I don't know. It's kind of a gray area for me.
Well, should they have pulled the song, I guess, is where we're going to... I mean, who knows what he was thinking, and who knows what the... He didn't put the video together, so... Should CMT have pulled it, I guess, is the question.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so...
I think when CMT pulls it, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I don't know what he thought. I just don't know. See, I've never seen anybody take anybody behind the barn in a small town or a big town for burning the flag or anything like that. I would not burn the flag, but I think it is protected under freedom of speech in the First Amendment, so it's illegal if you go beat somebody up for that.
Yeah, it's illegal if you go beat somebody up for that, but we traditionally have taken care of a lot of problems before it gets to the point of beating somebody up.
So
that's the difference. And Scott, there's a related issue to this that we were talking about earlier today.
Sensitivity.
There's not the respect for people and authority. We were talking about this at dinner. But there's not the respect for the older generation. There's not the respect for law enforcement that there used to be. You know, when I was a kid, it didn't matter who the adult was, if it was a teacher, if it was a parent of a friend, if it was just any adult. I mean, whatever they said, I did if they called me out for doing something wrong. You just had that respect for the older generations. And that respect is gone. And when that respect for authority and your elders is gone, then that leads to other things, problems.
You know, I guess when it comes to sensitivity and things that we were talking about earlier, I often wonder in situations like this when it does become a news story, because there are thousands of songs that have been put out by thousands of different artists. When your song hits controversy for whatever reason, and we've pointed out what the controversies are here, where it was filmed, what the lyrics are, small town versus big town, all that sort of thing. Even if that wasn't your intention, because Jason, I don't even know if he wrote this song. He probably didn't. So he sang a song that somebody else wrote for him. It was put together by a video crew. I'm sure he did not pick the site. I'm sure he didn't pick the videos that were in it. if you're Jason Aldean at that point, isn't the smart thing, if you are ticking people off and your song's being pulled off country music television, to say, listen, that was not what I intended. A lot of people went into making this song, and if we offended people, I'm sorry. That's not what he said, well, though, and I think that's ticking people off, too.
Well, I'll have to research it, but my gut feeling is, based on the things that I know about Jason Aldean, I imagine he probably did write the song or was involved in the writing of the song, and I imagine he probably did have some input in the video. I don't know for a fact, and I'll look into it, but I would disagree with you on that point.
Well, I'm just saying, to the point of if it did hurt other people, even if that wasn't your intention, why not just say, I didn't mean to, that wasn't the intention, but I'm sorry if it did.
Well, that's kind of admission that maybe you shouldn't have said things the way you wanted or the way you did, and I don't think that in this situation he would want to change any lyrics. I think he would probably sing it today and stand behind it.
Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean was written by Kelly Lovelace, Kurt Allison, Neil Thrasher, and Tully Kennedy.
Okay. All right.
So four people.
I'll stand corrected. He was not involved in the writing, but he obviously felt strongly enough about the lyrics and the song that he wanted to record it.
Right, and that's. I guess in the end, everybody will have an opinion on this. But I guess the only thing, and I don't know if it is anything. I don't know if there's anything to that song. I just think, in the end, that some if it's going to get your song pulled, which you go to all this time and trouble to make money and sell records, why not just say, listen, that wasn't my intention, but if it did bother people to enough to get it pulled from television, I'm sorry if it did. I mean, I think we all do things that later on tick other people off. We don't necessarily say that we're sorry for doing them, but I'm sorry that it bothered you.
Well, you know, what was his intention? If his intention was that I believe in that song and what it says and I want to record it, and if it ticks some people off, maybe, I mean, you have to ask, why should I feel necessary to apologize? Because anytime you say something that's going to have a political spin or nature to it, if you believe strongly, then you shouldn't have to apologize for what you believe. Because somebody gets ticked off at you, they don't apologize for their position.
No, I don't think you apologize for your position if you believe in it. I think you apologize that it has caused so much of a dust-up. You know, if you make any decision in life, I'm not sorry I made that decision, but I'm sorry it bothers you so much. I'm sorry that my song got pulled. I'm sorry to the record label who's now not going to make as much money. I'm sorry to the something went wrong with this song. You know, I guess the thing is, it doesn't bother me. I saw the video, but I'm not the audience for that song. It bothered somebody.
So let me ask this guy. So if you make that apology, I'm sorry that upset you, are you playing into the hands of our super sensitive society that we are in today?
I don't think so, because I've had this issue in my life when I had Bill Cosby on the show. I don't regret having Bill Cosby on the show, which I've said many times, but, and I've told people why I had Bill Cosby on the show, but I can understand why people were upset about it. And if they were upset, I'm sorry about that, but that wasn't the intention. So I don't know why he couldn't go down that route.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's it. But I appreciate the discussion's interesting, and I think that's what's making it a big, interesting discussion right now.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye. I think it's an interesting discussion. I don't know. Any parting words on this one? Race is a tough topic.
Jason Aldean kind of put himself in a rough situation there, because ghostwriters are kind of frowned upon in the field of music. And so now he had he had to either choose to take credit for the song that he wrote that got all kinds of backlash, or admit that he used ghostwriters to write the song.
You know what's interesting? Pastor, I'm sure this topic is not going to go away in 7 days. So when Pastor Craig's here next Friday, we'll have to talk about this and see where it goes from now and see what happens in the next week. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a little bit like in the Vietnam era. You know, there was a lot of songs that came out, you know, by artists and stuff, you know, condemning the war. And people like John Kerry and Jane Fonda and, you know, and others, you know, they took a lot of heat for taking the position against the war.
Do you believe, have you seen the song or the video?
No. I've just seen I heard you guys talk about it in the last 5-10 minutes. I just tuned in, but, you know, there was a lot of that stuff going on, you know, during the Vietnam War era, you know, and I imagine it, you know, a lot of people was pretty disgusted because the younger crowd and people, you know, singing songs, you know, and not taking up for the war, you know.
I guess anytime you're an artist, Jane Fonda, Jason Aldean, when you put your work out there, if people don't like it, you might have to answer for it. Jane Fonda, I think, still paying for her stances on the Vietnam War to this day. Jane is what they called her.
Yeah, I remember my dad didn't care for John Kerry or Jane Fonda, neither one.
Right, so I guess it's an...
And that, you know, that was their position on... Anytime you take a position, you know, you take a chance of... If you don't agree with somebody, that they're going to get upset. And today with social media, you know, it gets around.
It does, I don't know. Apparently, the group that disagrees with this song is bigger than the group that agrees, or maybe they're louder. I don't know. But apparently, it was enough for CMT to pull the song.
Oh, I'd like to hear the song, you know. Do you have the song?
Yeah, I don't have the song, be able to play it, but you can YouTube it and hear it.
Well, I don't have the...
I'm sure you'll hear it in the next few days. It's all over the news right now.
Okay, well, pay attention.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay. All right. 740-383-9944. Race is an interesting topic, and I don't know if this is. I guess my only question on this song again is, big towns versus small towns. That is the problem here, I guess. That this happens in big towns, but it doesn't happen in small towns?
I think the only reason that he says try this in a small town is because small towns have a tighter-knit group of people. And that's it.
Thought that was a gunshot. What do you think, Emily?
I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion.
Well, God bless Jason Aldean. May he be well and everything go all right. Because he's written probably a lot of good songs that make people happy. But, you know, sometimes you step on those landmines and they blow up. And I'm sure he didn't expect anything like this would happen. But it has, and you have to deal with it.
Morgan Wallen had a few landmines, and he turned out fine.
Right, and heaven knows Kanye West has had his moments.
I just say, you know, people don't want to listen, to turn it off.
Kanye West is nuts.
I mean, it's called a nom on a radio and a TV and for a purpose. If you don't want to watch it, turn it off.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, nobody's obliterating the song, but is it CMT's right to pull it if they want to?
Yeah, they have their own decisions, but I hope it hurts them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll hurt him or not. I guess we'll find out. I don't know. You know, I really didn't... I just couldn't understand... I didn't see the racism or the gun issue in the song. I was just confused on what small town versus big town had to do with it.
Yeah, I didn't see no racism at all either.
Well, I don't know what... But see, I am not...
The Black Lives Matter video, but...
Yeah, but I'm also not of a group that would be... white males are not exactly facing a lot of racism. So, I can't speak for people who are in that group,
So you think some people are seeing that?
They might be. Oh. Well, clearly they are. Somebody's calling in.
Somebody is, yeah.
Somebody's calling CMT. So there you go. I don't know, but again, I'm just making it clear. I don't think anybody here is saying burning the flag is okay. I don't think anybody's saying attacking the cops is okay. I don't think anybody be for that, but I also don't know that you should do anything but call the police in those cases. probably should not go out and try to handle that yourself. Like
no,
we talk,
we have law enforcement. You call law enforcement.
But isn't that what the lyrics of this song say? We'll handle that if you come to a small town.
But it's just a fiction song. I mean, it's not like it's going.
Well, if it is a fiction song, should you use real video in it?
Well, I mean, people use real video all the time.
Well, and sometimes you get it caught in the door, like this song did. Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
But on that fun note, like, we got a top 10 list here to do, and we've only got 13 minutes left. But see, now there's a topic that obviously had great interest for people. I don't know. I don't even, honestly, I couldn't pick Jason Aldean out of a lineup. But that's the way it goes. So let's go to something more cheery here, which is the top 10 list tonight. And we'll continue that conversation next week, because I certainly think it's one that deserves to be held, and hopefully we got our facts straight. If we did not get our facts straight, hopefully somebody will straighten us out on that, because we want to be accurate with what we report. All right, let's go to the top 10 list tonight. There's the drum roll. Thank goodness. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Whoa! And Matt was going to take the microphone away from me. It's one of those nights, isn't it? All right, the top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill. You understand what the category is? Top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding, our man, named for whom this station is named after, should be on the $100 bill. Are you ready for this? Top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill. Number 10, to commemorate the 100 years since he died in office. That works. That's coming up on August the 2nd. Number 9, it's time to retire that non-presidential Ben Franklin. Oh, well, see, that's not good. You shouldn't retire Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin's the man. All right, top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill. Number 8, all of the other 20th century presidents who died in office are on coins or currency. Well, there's only one other 20th century. Well, McKinley. I don't know. Maybe. All right, number 7. He's the most skilled baseball-playing president. Well, that's true. We can be proud of that. He threw some pitches against the Chicago Cubs. Number 6. To remind people that Trump isn't the first philandering president. Well, that's good. Now, see, we're going to get in trouble for that now. We've done the Jason Aldean song, and now we've said something about Trump. It's going to be bad tonight. All right. Top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill. Number 5. The nickname for the new currency will be the hard buck. Just let that settle at home for a second. The hard buck. There you go. Again, I did not write this. Number 4. It would give the Marion Star something new to write about. Well, that would be nice for a change, wouldn't it? They could write a news story instead of laying on the old archives. Number 3. The reverse side of the coin could depict another Marion tradition, the groundhog ceremony. Well, that'd be nice. The groundhog on one side and the president on the other. Top 10 reasons Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill. Number 2, we could pay the Laddie Boy collar reward in Harding notes. That's a good reason. All right, and the number 1 reason Warren G. Harding should be on the $100 bill, Mary Ellen Withrow will come out of retirement to sign the new note. And there you go. That's tonight's top 10 list. All right, what do you make Warren G. Harding on the $100 bill? What do you think, Sean?
Some of them are pretty good. I mean, I didn't like all of them, just a couple of them.
There were some good ones in there. What do you think, Matt?
I'm down for that. He established the VA.
He did establish the VA. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think some of those were very good. John Kennedy and McKinley were the other two killed in the 20th century, I think. I don't know if McKinley's on any money, though. Maybe. What do you think, Emily?
I think it's pretty interesting.
I thought that was a good list. Should we put old Warren G. on the $100 bill?
Yeah.
Baseball playing president.
I like the one that you could pay Laddie Boy's collar a reward with in
Harding notes. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. Now, I guess, this is an interesting way in our last 9 minutes to wrap up the program tonight. Are people too sensitive? Well, imagine that after the conversations we've had this hour. Do you think people are too sensitive? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I guess sensitivity goes in both ways, though. What do you think? We talked a little bit about this earlier, Matt. Are people too sensitive?
I think so. I think people let things that... I think people let too many things bother them. Like, small things, they just... It just blows up.
Kinda. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I also think it depends on, like, how you are raised, I guess, or, like, social media, I feel like, has a big part of that issue.
You think people are too sensitive?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. 110%.
And why is that?
Well, I don't know. Just like the story we just talked about earlier. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, people just need to... If you don't want to watch it, turn it off. That's what we have the technology to do that. It's ridiculous.
Well, but doesn't it go back in the other way for the people? I mean, I see. Here's how I see everything. You got the people who don't like it and the people who are defending it. I think there's sensitivity everywhere.
I mean, where are we drawing the line here? We're taking down statues that's been up for 200 years. You know, we're doing all this
stuff. Well, the statues haven't been up that long. I think that's one of the problems. A lot of those statues went up during...
I'm just worried.
Scott does have a good point. People get sensitive about things, and then... And then the other people get sensitive about the people being sensitive.
So that's an oversensitivity. I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody's sensitive to some degree.
I guess so.
I guess we all pick the subject of what we're sensitive about, and then we get sensitive. And with that particular song, there is a lot of sensitivity involved in that. I think because there are Jason Aldean fans, there are fans of small towns, there are fans of big towns. I bet you that wouldn't play big in New York.
Well, here's the problem. These owners of these companies... Okay, just because somebody yells at somebody, they got to grow up and stand the ground and say, listen, you know what, if you don't like it, tough, we're in America. But no, they go on the people's side that are yelling and screaming and whining and throwing their hands up like a little baby, and then they...
Well, clearly it's their decision. I mean, it's a private company, so why is there always the depiction that the company is buckling? Why can't the company make the decision to take it down because they want to?
Well, obviously, we know the CMT, that they didn't do that on purpose. They people calling in and complaining about
I don't know that.
I
know that they took it down. Maybe they saw some. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It seems like they buckled. If they didn't like the video, they wouldn't have put it up in the first place.
Well, I think from the article that I read there, it was because people started pointing out some things about that video, like the courthouse that's used in it, that maybe CMT didn't like.
If CMT didn't like it, I don't think they would have posted the video.
Do you remember the cartoons that we grew up on? Remember they took the cartoons off because of...
Nobody was watching them on Saturday morning.
I missed
Well, no, not
it's
that.
All about the money. I'll tell you what.
No. It wasn't all just because people wasn't not watching. It was because, you know, people were like smoking. They was using
Who
guns.
Was smoking?
Roger Rabbit. Or not, Bunny Rabbit. Or, what's his face? Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny used to smoke on there. And then,
But not continuously, and they still use Bugs Bunny on things, and a lot of those cartoons were pulled because Warner Brothers was charging a huge amount of money to license them, and all these stations found out, it's why Bozo went away, all these stations found out we can put on a news program in the house and get big ratings, and also the fairness doctrine.
If you look
at
it deep down inside, is why they took some of those off.
But how do we know? How do you ever really know? Now, people could say that, but how do you know?
Well,
you don't know.
You don't really know, but...
I don't think that's the case. I mean, Family Guy still exists.
Yeah, I think cartoons have gotten much more harsh in over the years.
Oh, yes, for sure. I think South Park still makes episodes.
I think The Simpsons is certainly more harsh than Bugs Bunny.
They're 40 seasons in.
And they're constantly smoking on The Simpsons, so I would highly doubt that Bugs Bunny was pulled because of that.
I don't know. That's what I'll have to Google to get in. That's what I saw.
And there's Google.
Yeah, that's some of it on there, yeah.
And so, I mean... It makes sense that they would charge a whole lot to license the, Bugs Bunny and whatnot. The Looney Tunes were iconic. Even growing up, they weren't on TV.
But they haven't went away.
What was his name? Which had a gun. He's shooting gun off.
Yeah. Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
I had the one who said, always said I'm hunting rabbits.
Yeah. They took him. They took that off.
Well, but...
Looney Tunes.
I think it's because if you don't get the ratings, you're not going to stay on.
I don't know if it's all about ratings.
I mean, why would you take Looney Tunes off for... provocative reasons, but leave The Simpsons and Family Guy on, who are doing much more provocative things.
The Simpsons don't do a whole lot of...
Well, if you're talking about the two things you're talking about, smoking and violence, The Simpsons is far worse.
It was more than that, I think. It was more like violence and... But Simpsons ain't violence.
Well, people get run over, people get in fights, people get beat up. I mean, it's... I don't know what's different than... Bugs Bunny.
I don't know, but I just
know stick with Walt Disney. There's not a lot of that going on at Walt Disney. Till they leave Walt Disney, then there's trouble.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think, again, people are too sensitive. When you take away something from somebody's childhood, they get very upset about that. Because they think there's some kind of reasoning behind it other than a financial reason. A lot of times, we've just seen that same cartoon 1,700 times.
I know, but come on. It's been on for many, 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 many years.
Things change.
Well, I guess it probably does, but I don't know. Did you used to watch Looney Tunes and all that when you were younger?
Looney Tunes wasn't on all that. Looney Tunes got replaced by Tom and Jerry. I watched Tom and Jerry growing up.
Oh, you did?
And again, if you look at the ratings on those shows, they just didn't do as well as the news did. We got very big in a culture into news, and news is much cheaper to produce. You don't have to license it. You can do it with local people. And then we can talk about Jason Aldean all night long, because that's what news programs do. What do you think, Emily?
I don't know, to be honest.
Are people too sensitive? That's where this started.
I just feel like it just starts this, like, you know, a circle, just this recycling circle, because you get people who are quote-unquote sensitive, and then the people who complain about the people being sensitive, and that's just the same thing.
Well, you're right. It's interesting to me, like, with this video, what's fascinating to me is, yes, there were obviously people who didn't like the video who complained, but then the people, when the video was taken down, people complained about the video taken down. You can still find the video. I found the video today. I watched the video. I didn't have to wait on CMT for them to play the video.
No, you could get it on YouTube.
Right, so why are we outraged? Why is this a story, I guess, is more than anything else?
Because people have too much time on their hands.
I mean, somebody thought it depicted something bad. A company took it down. If you want to see it, you can see it.
I think both sides of the argument are sensitive. Like, me personally, I have no care. It doesn't bother me that it was taken down. Or taken down, I suppose.
This reminds me of a few years ago when only one store, Walmart, in one city said, don't say Merry Christmas, say Happy Holidays. Well, okay, don't go to that store if you don't want to shop there. Don't say Merry Christmas. Are you really concerned if a Walmart employee who you don't know says Merry Christmas to you? Is that going to ruin your Christmas holiday? I don't really understand that. I don't understand why we take things. They're not saying don't say Merry Christmas. It's not like it's a law. You can say Merry Christmas to them if you want. There are a lot of things at a job you don't want to say. Thank you, have a good day, being one of them. I don't understand it.
It's out of control. It really is out of control. When I was growing up, we didn't have all this stuff.
Well, I think one of the reasons now is that people are a little sensitive, and people take to the internet, and people do what they do, and people try to trash people. And it's unfortunate. You know, they used to put this on television, and I think that helped in those days. They would put the Ku Klux Klan on television. They would put groups like that out there so people could see what they stood for. And I always thought that was good, so you could see either if you agreed or didn't agree with it.
I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, I really do. I just think it's people have too much time on their hands. You know, I think ever since COVID, too, it's really gotten worse. I don't know what it is.
I think this song would have got bad play before COVID. I think...
No, I'm talking about sensitivity.
Well, I don't...
I think it's gotten worse since COVID, yeah.
I think people have been sensitive about the last 20 years. I think there's a whole underlying issue with sensitivity in this country, but I'm glad that on this show we can have discussions like this, because that's the whole point. We open up the phone lines to callers, we talk about it here, not everybody agrees, and I think that's what the whole point is. That's what America's all about, small town or big town, that we can have a discussion. Is it not?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. You know, sometimes you get it caught, I guess. I guess you really do have to watch what you say, because if you say something that people don't like, they will play it a bazillion times over and over and over. That's the way it is, I guess.
Oh, it is.
Cancel culture.
It is the cancel culture. So, you know, I don't know. But is it going to stop anybody if you like Jason Aldean? Is it going to stop you from buying his stuff?
No, if you're a true fan, you won't stop.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
I think it's just a hot topic right now going on.
So, right. So, I guess it's just something to talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
So we can talk about something other than politics, I guess, is what it is.
Something to do other than be bored.
I said, my only problem with the thing had nothing to do with race or gun violence. I didn't get that. But I didn't understand small town versus big town. I guarantee if you burned a flag in Columbus, they wouldn't like it.
No.
I didn't get that.
I don't see the point of assaulting somebody for burning a flag. Isn't that... That's not legal. You can do that.
That's an interesting question in and of itself. I'm not sure that you're allowed to assault anybody. I mean, if somebody breaks the law, it doesn't mean you can go and break the law. What I don't understand about that song is that you can't... If a guy did the most heinous... If somebody murdered somebody, you as a citizen cannot go beat the tar out of the murderer. You will be committing a crime as well. That's why we have police. Right?
Well, that's the problem. We don't use the police like we're supposed to.
Small town or big town?
Exactly.
Well, which one is it?
Both of them.
Well, I don't know. Write a song, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. But no, we'll talk about that, because I think that story is going to go on for quite a while, and we'll talk about it next week when Pastor Craig is in here on Friday. And I thank him for calling in with his opinion. I thank the next caller for calling in with his opinion on that, because the Vietnam War was very similar in that way. All right. What did we learn tonight?
I learned that Pete Davidson is a napkin, and they use him and they throw him away.
That's right. Pete Davidson is a napkin to women. He is the rebound napkin. What'd you learn, Sean?
I learned there's too many people that are too sensitive and have too much time on their hands.
Could be.
Yep.
Emily, what do you think?
I just learned about, I don't know, I guess personal values, you know? Yeah.
You should have some or not have some.
You should have some.
You gotta have some personal values. And you know what? You might not always agree with what people are speaking out against, but I think you should always support their right to speak out against it. That's America.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Amen, brother.
So there it is. All right. Well, it's been a fun night here tonight. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson is in Disney World. I hope she comes back okay, because I hear once you go Disney, you can come back in a bad way. Hopefully she comes back in an okay way. Now, see, I'll have to apologize for that next week. They'll be pulling the show. That's what it'll be. But, Emily, thank you for coming in. It was a lot of fun having you in tonight. You did great, as the callers said, and we'll hope you come back.
I will.
Perfect. Emily Landon, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Scott Spears for this very interesting Friday night, heading for the dugout.
Only drive-through safari in the Midwest. African Safari Wildlife Park is sure to help create memories you and your family will never forget. Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6 in Port Clinton, Ohio. Open every day